A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. The hand of the Lord came upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me all around them. There were very many lying in the valley, and they were very dry. He said to me, "Mortal, can these bones live?" I answered, "O Lord God, you know." Then he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, 'O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.' Thus says the Lord God to these bones, 'I will cause breath to enter you and you shall live. I will lay sinews on you and will cause flesh to come upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you and you shall live. And you shall know that I am the Lord.'" So I prophesied as I had been commanded, and as I prophesied, suddenly there was a noise, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. I looked, and there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, "Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, mortal, and say to the breath, 'Thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live.' I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood on their feet, a vast multitude. Then he said to me, 'Mortal, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They say, our bones are dried up, and our hope is lost. We are cut off completely. Therefore, prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you back to the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people. I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live. And I will place you on your own soil. And then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken and will act, says the Lord." While I was studying preaching, my classmates and I took our classes and stayed in this meticulously restored and maintained convent. The building had what the sisters called a chapel, but to what my eyes was a grand cathedral. Cool marble, glistening woodwork, soaring ceilings, and more saints' relics than you've ever seen. I'm not just talking about little bits of bone of this or that saint, even though they had gazillions of those, but rather entire skeletons from the early days of Christianity. Some lying down, others looking out from the chapel's side walls, all of them white and dry. Many were carefully arranged in glass coffins so you can see them completely, or maybe they're arranged that way so they can see you. Some of my fellow students and I made a mental note that we were not going to go in there at night. But here's the thing. That chapel also had a Steinway piano. I was taking lessons at the time, and I had never even touched a Steinway, let alone played one. So I wondered, what would it be like to come in the evening after class? Dry bones. Steinway. Dry bones. Steinway. Did I mention that this convent went completely dark at night? So, one night after class, I braved the pitch-black halls, tiptoed over the chapel's maple and walnut floors, lighted the music light over the Steinway's keyboard, looked around, kind of avoiding the bone zone, and played. Thank you, God, none of those dry bones rattled to life while I was in there. And even though it was a bit strange, I kept going back again and again over the next 4 years, to study preaching during the day, and then in the night, to play a little Chopin for the dry bones in the chapel of the Sisters of St. Joseph. By the end of those 4 years, everyone, my music had not improved very much, but the Dominicans that I'd been learning from had changed me. I felt like I was on my own land. That is, I felt not like a laywoman who happened to preach, but like a preacher. That new sense of vocation and identity were enlivening breaths breathed into me by the living God. Everyone, even the driest of dry bones, can be enlivened by the breath of God, as Ezekiel shows us today. You know, the Israelites during Ezekiel's time are living in exile, but they feel dead, dry, cut off. These people are just starting to develop a theology of resurrection, so this story really is not trying to teach us about life after death. Instead, it's about the restorative power of God's breath, God's spirit. It's a vision of what God can do and is doing now. That's why it's a story for us. The Spirit of God is still breathing life into us right now. You might feel like dry bones today, parched and lifeless with discouragement about your money, your health, that family drama, the fires, floods, drought, whether the election of whichever candidate you oppose might mean the end of life as you know it. Maybe you're even just dry bones in your faith. And yet, God promises, I will put my spirit in you, and you shall live. The signs are all around that God is still acting. Those ripe blackberries, that kind word, the prayers promised and given and received, the very breath that each of us breathes this minute. May we trust God's promise. Breathe in God's life-giving spirit and come alive. And breathe out God's love. Right here, this minute, as you listen to these words, and then wherever you go today.